The Brigidian sisters are celebrating their bicentennial, and part of their planning and preparation was to invite young people to go on a mission immersion experience to Kenya. And I had two young people from our school who attended, and we joined with the students from Mount Rath and from Haywood. So 15 in all went on this mission experience.
And had you been there before?
No, I had never been there before, even though I had worked in America and in Mexico, but I'd never been to Kenya.
Okay. And your reaction?
My reaction to the whole scene, which we had a marvelous experience. We traveled so much and such a variety of experiences because there's various religious congregations there. But my whole reaction was the primitiveness of the country, the friendliness of the people, and the faith of the missionaries and the people who work with them every day.
Well, as a missionary yourself, you'd be especially aware of your colleagues that were out there. How do you think they keep going?
I think it really has to be basic faith and, I suppose, their commitment to the development and the humanization of people in so many different ways. The hospital experience, which was unreal, two and three people in a bed, maybe with children, four or five people in the bed. And I suppose just seeing in compassion, in mercy, in reaching out to those people and giving them some kind of hope in the midst of all of this. Even in the schools, going into a classroom where you have over 100 children in a classroom in a galvanized shack and trying to teach those children with no pencils, no papers, no books, nothing. And how they do this every day is just unbelievable.
What can we do?
I suppose awareness is really one of the things. If we kind of make an awareness of what is happening there. But at the same time, we have to learn something. It was the friendliness of the people, the hospitality of the people, the faith of the people that we're taking back ourselves. Maybe that's something we've lost here in Ireland. And maybe we really need to bring something of that back to Ireland. So I think they're giving us that back. And maybe in some way, financially, we can help them out. And also in missionary activities, young people going out from schools, working on specific projects, helping out, I think, is a marvelous experience for young people as well. And helping them to appreciate and to understand what they have, as well as providing a missionary experience for them.
Well, two of those young people who went out from the school in Tullow are with us here now. So we start first with you, Emma Jane. You went out, this is your first trip to Africa. You were in transition year at the time.
I was, yeah.
And you gave up a holiday going to America in order to go to Africa. So why did you do that?
Because it was something I'd always liked to do, and I knew that when I got this chance, I couldn't turn it away. Sister Mary said to me one day, would you be interested? And I was just like, I thought for about 2 seconds, no, America, but then I said no. And I rang my mummy and I said, forget about America, I'm going to Africa, go without me.
Yeah. And was it worth it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You can go to America any day and see New York and shop, but you can't go to Africa and visit the people and see the friendliness and take that home any time. Like. Mm.
But you also saw great poverty.
Yeah, it was shocking. Like, there was a lady living in a house with 15 kids, 6 of them being her own and 9 of them being her brother and her sister-in-law, who died of AIDS. And I think her husband had died of AIDS. And they ranged from 2 to 18. And she was trying to bring them up, send them to school and feed them. And she was the nicest person, and like, we met on her trip, I think. And she appreciated every little thing. And it was just shocking what she lived in. Like.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've come back and you're in a very good school. Mm-hmm. Obviously a very good home. So what difference has it made to you?
It's made me more aware, like, because now at home I think, like, that's, you know, that's €1, pick it up, put in the box. At the end of, empty the box, send the money to Africa. Like, I sent, I think it was 100 a while ago, I had 50 of my own, my parents' money, and 100 doesn't sound a lot, but over there it's 10,000 shillings, and it does help, like, every little helps, you know? Mm. Like, it's made me more aware, definitely, and makes me appreciate everything so much more.
Now, Siobhan, you're actually out in the world. You're getting ready to launch into the workplace, and you went there as well. So why did you go?
Well, I went because I wanted to help out people, and that I actually love helping young kids, and I wanted to see exactly what it was like out there, because I've seen pictures of it and it's not the same. When you go out there, it's completely different.
Mm. And so what would you like to do now as a result of your visit there?
I'd love to go back out to help them out there and with the hospitals and stuff like that.
Was that very bad?
Oh, it was. They barely have anything. It's just like, as Sister Mary said, like 2 or 3 people in a bed. Just really have to do something about that.
What do you think, and to come back to you maybe again, Emma Jane, what do you think we can do?
If everyone just was more aware of the situation, then something could be done. Like, if everyone gave a euro, well, then that could change someone's life completely, even just 1 euro. Like, and to us, it's like a euro here, just have it. Like, you know, people just give it to get us away and stuff. And I know, but like, if everyone just gave something, like, it'd help. Every little helps, like, because if everyone was more aware, definitely the situation, it would be, you know, people might be more inclined to give help, like.
Now, Sister Mary mentioned that what they have given to you or to her, and coming back in a realization of how they get on with their lives, you know.
Yeah.
Would you think that's something a lot of people here would find difficult to understand?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, because they're so happy, like, it's hard to understand how can they be happy, like, you know, and they are, like, they're all just always so happy and friendly, and the first thing they ask is, Jambo, how are you? Like, hello, how are you? Like, and if everyone in Ireland is like that, well, then we live in a fantastic country. And because 9 out of 10 conversations, someone's complaining about something, the weather. Or in Africa, no one complains. And if everyone was like that, like,